Hello, regulars. You're listening to Floor by Floor, a Tower of God podcast discussing the latest chapters of the webtoon. I'm Virlane.
And I'm Rizyat.
And we're your hosts. Welcome to the 10th floor, where we'll be discussing chapter 575, or season 3, episode 158. But first, we'll go over last week's chapter.
It opened with Gustong popping out of Kun's lighthouse and everyone being shocked. Kun thinks to himself that Gustong must have done something to his lighthouse while he was in their prison and urges Bomb to run away. Gustong turns to Kun and tells him to go, but that he must take the escape route he put in his lighthouse. Kun refuses, but Gustong threatens to just take the regular and kill the rest of them, so Kun grumbles and tells Endorsi to head to the submarine. Gustong begins to taunt the branch leaders to buy time. We cut to Tromeray finding Holland buried under rubble, and Holland gets to deliver his message from Gustong. Through an enchantment, Gustong's voice comes from Holland's tongue as Holland apologizes and cries. Gustong's message mocks Tromeray for being a scaredy cat who won't take what he wants. He threatens to take everything from him if he makes another foolish choice. Tromeray is upset and is about to punish Holland when a blue lighthouse whirs up behind him. Tromeray looks at the lighthouse and sees a video feed of Gustong standing at the docks. Back at the docks, Gororo yells at Bomb to get out while they can, but Kun stops them. Kun says they haven't gotten what they wanted yet, and if they leave now, they'll still be stuck under the family head's influence. Tromeray teleports to the dock via spatial distortion, and everyone panics. Tromeray and Gustong banter coldly. Gustong basically calls Tromeray a hikikomori, too scared to go outside, and before he can finish his insult, Tromeray slashes off the lit end of Gustong's cigarette. Tromeray tells Gustong to not misunderstand him. This is his home, and it's a no-smoking area as he flips him off. Gustong scoffs in response, and they continue bantering. Tromeray has enough, and he takes control of the branch leader's divine beasts. He yells at Gustong to shut up, that he's been warned, and that no one is allowed to disobey him in his home. The beasts change and power up as Tromeray takes control. Gororo's lizards threaten to come out of his mouth, and even the Leviathan inside Bomb reacts. Tromeray asserts that this battleship full of his divine beasts is the best battlefield for him to fight in. Gustong begins summoning a ton of weapons from his inventory through small Shinsu portals and tersely commands him to shred Tromeray apart. And that's how the chapter ends.
And this week wastes no time in getting right into the action. It opens with a short recap and then a catch-up to Gustong's blades flying towards the divine beasts. It cuts them in a flurry of slices, making everyone shield themselves from the flying debris. Gustong then steps on a cigarette, and it explodes, lighting all the viscera chunks on fire. Gustong calls the Lopobia battleship a place where trash gathers, and then goes ahead to say it's a landfill. Tromeray shoots back that if he keeps talking like that, he'll get killed by the so-called trash. The chunks of flesh gather up and reform into a chimera. Gustong keeps taunting, asking Tromeray how long does he plan to hide behind his useless bugs. But what if he wasn't hiding? Tromeray shoots back. Would he be able to handle it? Gustong laughs and dares him to come at him. It goes back and forth as Gustong summons an even bigger sword and cuts the chimera to pieces while calling Tromeray a scaredy cat. Tromeray tells him it's pointless because they will always come back stronger. Gustong is not convinced, calling them useless trash. Tromeray threatens to pull out the arrogant punk, and Gustong eggs him on as more fire explodes. Gororo asks Kun why he's just standing there instead of running away. Kun hypes himself up, and he steps forward, determined as he interrupts their fight. He tells the family heads that he sees the animosity between them, but isn't it inappropriate for them to fight in such a small space when they're family heads? He'll set the scene for them on the condition that they are also allowed to join in. The prize for the winner will be Bomb. Bomb, Yurian, and Dorsey are shocked. Kun goes on to say that the Popadao family will choose the location and the game will be chess. The winning condition for Bomb's team will be that they arrive at the fight's location without being caught. If they win, neither family can touch Bomb. Kun calls it an interesting offer as he winks. In his head, he is begging them to accept. Kun determined that Gustong was using Bomb as bait to lure Tromeray to a specific location. Tromeray needs a better chance at winning in a war that won't stop. He believes both sides can be satisfied with his offer, and his side gets a chance to win. Both Chomerai and Gustong agree. Gustong states that the match must be a week later and take place at the place and time he tells them. If they don't arrive on time, they lose. Chomerai sees it as an unavoidable fight. In a week, the results of the war will be known. Kun concludes the negotiations with that and tells the family heads to contact them through a messenger room. Chomerai then cuts him off with some additional conditions. He wants El Baba to watch over them and only contact him if they try to run away. El Baba tries to argue, but Chomerai threatens to wipe out his whole family branch. Chomerai then tells Bomb that if he wants to leave his battleship, he should do it with his own power. He should escape without the help of Gustong or another ranker. Only then will he let him go. Bomb accepts. After, when the submarine leaves, Chomerai and Umtiti are left floating in the air. Umtiti comments that Goruo wants to escape through the mothership's central aquarium, which has a strong enough Shinsu pressure that even rankers struggle to endure. Plus, there's the dangerous divine beast that's deep inside. He doesn't believe that Bomb will be able to make it out alone and will give up because that beast is strong enough to have wiped out a family branch on its own. And that's how the chapter ends. I didn't mind this chapter, but it sure seemed like it had a 50-50 response from the fandom.
I'm with them. It does seem a little rushed and forced. So we'll go over some things that we have some problems with.
As mentioned, Kun's shenanigans were met with mad mixed reactions this week. Some are impressed by his insanity. I wouldn't call it confidence. SIU is making it clear that Kun is quite literally quaking in his boots internally and trying not to show his fear at all. It's more that he's casting a bet and hoping to cash out at the end. Others still are angry that Kun has interrupted this fight between the two family heads and caused the plot to get drawn out again. I'll make it clear right here that I'm of two opinions on this chapter, both the first that I stated and the second. I kind of agree with both. On one hand, from a storytelling standpoint, it does have the feel as though SIU may have ridden the plot into a hole here and is trying to claw out of it using his characters. Maybe he rewrote this section to appeal to the loud complainers. I'm a little sad we didn't see more of Gustong and Chomerai fighting it out, so we get a genuine scale of their power and how it matches up to Bomb's irregularity, as he currently stands. But, come on, we all knew something was going to get in the way. Same as what happened between Endorsi and Liliel.
As exciting as it would have seemed, the conditions are just not ideal for them to fight in that situation.
There are too many characters on the board right now that could be harmed by their fight if they were to fight in their presence. And it's just fighting in front of a manatee submarine? Really?
It barely has enough space for that one submarine. I don't know how Chomerai has been able to fit all those divine beasts in there, to be honest. As you remember the shot with the turtle coming up from underneath from the aquarium, it already looked like it took up a whole space, so I'm sure they did some point of view changes to try to make them all fit in there, but I think realistically they shouldn't have been able to fit in there.
Well, for the sake of the fantasy, they did. Well, either way, perhaps this 1 week gap serves as a mechanic just to ease some future lore dump within the next week or two that doesn't interrupt the big action that we all want to see. But Kun being able to convince two family heads of something frivolous like that and succeeding is a little unbelievable, verging on ridiculous, but also the first to agree to Kun's deal was Gustong. Look at it this way. Gustong is interested in getting Bomb out from under Chomerai's thumb through all means possible, employing the assistance of regulars and rankers and going so far as to show up himself to Chomerai's battleship. So him agreeing to this isn't too out of line. But considering his and Chomerai's status as overwhelming power as family heads, why bother, right? That might be what people have issues with, the power gap. I get it. Or Bomb not stepping up to do anything. I get that too. Bomb, though, has proven that his decisions aren't exactly well thought out, though. Poor Bomb.
Yeah, he definitely seems like he's in a tough spot right now. That it's not easy to think your way out of. And that's where Kun steps in.
And Kun has a hard lot to work with here. Because really, Gustong doesn't much care for what Chomerai has to say or can do. He even lit up a new cigarette after Chomrai slashed his first one when they were left alone to start discussing the finer details of their future matchup. So whatever is happening isn't exactly taken seriously by either side. Personally, Chomrai agreeing to any of this just kind of points to him being petty with Gustong after his response, and Chomrai not wanting to lose to him in any respect.
It does seem like Gustong has something to gain from it, but what's the point of Chomrai accepting other than he gets to kick his ass somewhere else?
You just get the feeling that Bomb isn't really all that important to them right now. They're chasing after something. Maybe like what I mentioned last week, with Gustong smiling and Chomrai scowling. Maybe they're just chasing some sort of fun, because they've been bored out of their minds for thousands of years. Now all this is happening. They seem very whimsical, but with Kun here, we get an explanation. Kun also points out that it seems like Gustong is trying to lure Chomrai out from where he is for one reason or another, and Chomrai is looking for better odds for winning this war. Kun's insistence on this deal helps leverage the family heads against each other and puts far less heat onto Bom, himself, and the others to make their position a little more favorable. We don't get much of what Gustong is thinking beyond a single line of him questioning Kun and his intentions, though. Perhaps Gustong's also wrangling on a plan on the fly and going along with it. So, see, it's a little annoying, yes, that Kun ended up interrupting this epic fight, but the epic fight could be more epic with the terms that he's dealt out to the family heads. So, on the other hand, I'm kind of happy with Kun having interrupted this fight. Like we mentioned before, Kun himself says it's kind of a crappy place to duke it out, isn't it? It's small and cramped here and, well, Kun and company are all in danger of being wiped out in the collateral damage caused by such a confrontation. It makes sense that he'd want to evacuate himself and the others before they too get turned into sashimi by Gustong's box cutter inferno blades or Chomrai's pet chimeras. And besides, the only real people who could even hurt these family heads are probably each other. They're all irregulars. Their contract makes them immortal, but not invincible. If they fought it out here, Bomb would just be enslaved and no one could do anything about that in this established universe. Think about it. So it's better that there's a delay. And besides, with this turn of events, Gustong will get to lure Chomrai out and away from the battleship. There were a few theories thrown out, the possibility of Robodon and the others waiting for this to happen. It would essentially take Chomrai off the ship. Because that's likely what Gustong is planning. He wouldn't want to fight Chomrai on his home turf. And well, moving from the action over to the plot, once again, it allows for a lot of the loose ongoing threads to finally tie up and end. Will Shiliel and Liliel settle the truth about Snake Dad and air it out with their mom? Will we finally learn what the heck the escape plan is? Because it definitely involved a dip into the Grand Aquarium to begin with. Is Cha on the submarine with everyone? Where the hell is Jinsung? Will Kun Bom finally get a chance to communicate? Lastly, Kun's interruption kind of lends to Kun both being still relevant and possessing some power on a table saturated with everyone else outclassing him physically. It also lends us some insight to Kun's current status, or mentally at least. Kun being terrified and having been threatened by both family heads, and yet still stepping up to try and win Bomb's freedom with his own plans and designs, despite everything being glaringly out of his range? The cojones on this guy. Think about it. It's admirable. It's crazy, insane, selfless, but admirable. He certainly doesn't have everything figured out, but it's enough to keep Bomb out of anyone's hands for the time being, something either family head could easily do before anyone could blink.
And I want to add something that everyone keeps bringing up. Kun is not using Bomb. A lot of people believe that just by throwing his name out and putting him as a prize, that Kun is using Bomb in order to help them escape. But Bomb is the prize no matter what. All he's doing is injecting himself as a possible winner for Bomb's freedom. He's using something that's already been predetermined to be an outcome that's not favorable for anyone. Well, for the regulars at least.
It was fun to see Gustong's weird box cutter looking knives and his flame shinsu burning stuff up. That one panel with the raining bits was pretty awesome. Chamurai's divine beasts being near mortal because of his Shinron Ryu is freaky.
We got a lot of action shots of slicing and dicing and bits exploding, and it was pretty cool, but it still feels like not a lot happened.
Yeah, it was mostly just Gustong and Chamurai trading some verbal slaps and things exploding and animals dying around them.
And being reconstructed into zombie chimeras.
Essentially. And the line that stood out to me this chapter while they were just trading said verbal slaps was Gustong taunting Chamurai about seeing an ugly face. If he was referring to Chamurai himself, is it possible that Chamurai is a beastkin? Or perhaps some sort of animal hybrid? The reason for the mask.
I think it would be really cool if he could actually become possessed or possess a divine beast. And that's part of what the mask is hiding.
That's interesting.
Maybe we'll find out next week. Probably not next week. Hopefully we'll get some downtime and Goombam will actually talk.
Please, they need to communicate. There is so much stuff to ask about, talk about, update. Oh, goodness.
Just air out all the dirty laundry because they haven't had any downtime in a long time, and it's time.
Anything could happen from here on out. I'm excited to see what happens in the next week and beyond, and how will Bomb get out of this one?
Or you should say, how Kun is going to get Bomb out of this one. Well, thanks so much for joining us, regulars. We'll see you on the next floor.
Have a good one.
Goodbye.